both of these are your
hand.
Okay. And then this is your
knee.
And this is your
ankle.
And then the whole thing.
Leg.
Okay, and then this is one
toe.
Yeah, and then your whole the whole thing I walk on.
Yeah.
Is
foot.
Alright. And then this part right here, you ever heard this called a funny, right, like right here? And somebody hauled off and kicked, you said, he kicked me right in the...
Kicked me on that shank bone.
Yeah, right in the shank.
And that's yours.
And suppose somebody's sitting over here in the corner like this, and like, or sitting here on the side of a building or something, they're sitting like this. Not sitting on anything, they're just doing it. What would you say they were sitting on what?
I'd say they're squatting down.
Yeah, and then you say, I've heard people say they're hunkering, have you heard them say they're hunkering now, or they sitting on the haunches, or...
Sitting on the hunkers.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's right. Sitting on the hunker. Okay. Okay, now suppose, well, they say all kind of weird things. I don't know anything about all that. Oh, yeah, now what would be the lady that you call in to help when this lady's going to have a baby and say they live out in the country and everything? It's not a doctor, but it's somebody else you call in to help.
A granny lady.
Yeah. And, okay, and she, now let's see, now suppose I said that that my son looked just like his daddy. I said he, what?
Look just like his father.
Yeah, would you say he takes after him, or he resembles him, or he favors him?
I'd say he take after his dad.
Yeah. Oh, you heard him say he's a spitting image of his dad.
A spitting image of his dad, boy.
Every one of my children have dark brown eyes. Not a member of my family has brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I say they sure took that after the dad, and also the teeth.
They
all got, you know, the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now suppose I had a big family, but they were all grown. Then I said, and you say, why? She's, would you say, raised or reared a big family, or she?
I said, she sure raised a big family.
Okay. And then I say, you better watch out. You are fixing to get a kid's been bad. You say, you fixing to get
a whooping.
I mean it. I don't say that enough either. Yeah, is there any other words you can think of people use, like, I'm going to tear up, or...
I'm going to whip you.
Or smack you, or say, I tell them I'm going to skin them alive.
Yeah, my mom has to bust that.
Oh, skin them alive.
Skin them alive.
Yeah, let's see. And suppose you saw a child that looked like, last time you saw me, a little bit something like that, next time you saw me, like you see, you said, my, how are you...
How you have grown.
Can't believe you. That happens to me all the time, man.
Don't do
it. Now, suppose somebody, this child didn't know who his father was. He just had a mother, but he didn't. So you'd say that child was a what? You know, he didn't have a father. At least they didn't even know who his father was or anything. That polar boy would be a what?
Well, I say he's a child, don't have no father.
Yeah, but now see what they say is that you wouldn't call it in polite company. I mean, you wouldn't just say it out in the street.
No.
But you wouldn't call somebody a bastard, but that's what they mean.
That's what they do.
Yeah, but you wouldn't up and say that.
No, that's right. But no, I wouldn't say it. I would say a child didn't have a father.
Yeah. Well, they use other terms like woods cold, let me see, baseball and child, a bush child, a Sunday baby. Mm-hmm. I never heard half of that stuff. But anyhow, illegitimate child is what they're talking about. Of course, they say there's no such thing as illegitimate child, just illegitimate parents.
They just say, call them illegitimate child.
Well, anyhow, I don't think it's nowadays, at least people don't act quite so bad about it.
No.